guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has said, the one who recites durood upon me once, Allah Ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him, removes 10 of his sins, and elevates his station by 10 times. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I welcome my dear viewers of Madani channel back to our silsila, our role models, in which Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we speak regarding a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person or a personality who spent his life in the path of Allah ta'ala, learning the deen and practicing the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our main purpose is that we discuss about them. We remember their seerat, we think of their biography, we recall their stories and try to act upon their footsteps, because they are our true role models. They are the people who will direct us to the path of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and ultimately towards the path of Jannat, insha'Allah ta'ala. Because our success lies in following the deen and following the sunnah of our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Those so-called role models who we take as those whom we can look up to will not lead us to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these personalities, these pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those who should be our true role models. So inshallah ta'ala, like every episode today also, we will speak about a very brilliant personality, such a personality who is amongst the Sahaba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, amongst those lucky people who have seen the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman, who was bestowed with the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he is none other than Khalid ibn Zayd ibn Kulayb from the Banu An-Najjar tribe, who is famously known as Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was a very great and close companion of the beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who enjoyed the privilege that many of the Ansar in Medina hoped they would have. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reached Madinatul Munawwara after his hijrah from Makkatul Mukarrama, he was greeted with great enthusiasm by the Ansar of Medina. Their hearts went out to him and their eyes followed him with devotion and love for the beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They wanted to give him the most of what they could, and they were successful in giving the best reception which they could. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam first stopped at Quba on the outskirts of Medina and stayed there for some days. There he built a mosque, which is described in the Holy Quran as the mosque built on the foundation of piety. And this is a mosque which is still found there. This is a mosque in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed himself. And this is the mosque, the foundation of which was led by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself. Now when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was going towards Madinatul Munawwara, and in Madinatul Munawwara, when he arrived, his transportation was a camel. There Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Leave the camel. Let the camel alone." The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would say, "It is under command. It knows where to go." The camel continued walking, closely followed by the eyes and hearts of the people of Medina. They all wished that, "May the camel stop at our house, so that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would become our guest." Everyone is insisting that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam become our guest. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "My camel knows where to go, and the camel is going." Everyone is hopeful that, "May the camel stop at our house." The camel continued walking. When it went past the house, its owner would feel sad and dejected, and hope would rise in the hearts of others on the route. When the camel would pass from one house, the person would get sad, and the other person would get delighted that perhaps it would be my turn, perhaps it would be my turn. The camel continued in this way, with the people following it, until it stopped at one place, at one house, and that house was none other than of the beloved companion of the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, none other than Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not get down. After only a short while, the camel set off again, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam leaving its reins loose. Before long, however, it turned around, retraced its steps, and stopped in the same spot as before. And Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's heart was filled with happiness. He went out to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and greeted him with great enthusiasm. He took the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's baggage in his arms and felt as if he was carrying the most precious treasure in the world. That's how he welcomed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba-e-Kiram were completely filled with the love and devotion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, such a great companion of Rasul, who was privileged with this title of the host of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He welcomed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. From here we learn that anyone, elderly, someone bigger, or be it anyone, when he becomes our guest, we should welcome him. We should treat him that way. And this is what we learn from our Sahaba-e-Kiram. Sometimes, unfortunately, we do not treat our guests as they're supposed to be treated. In fact, we have the feeling that when this person will go, when this person would leave my house, and this is what we think. But whenever a guest comes, he actually brings blessings in a person's house. He comes with his own destiny. He comes with his own naseeb, and he blesses your home. We should act upon the sunnah of this great sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and make sure that we do not treat our guests as a burden. We treat them as our true guests. And inshallah ta'ala, by doing this, if we have the intention of following the sunnah of this blessed companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will get the thawab of welcoming a guest, and along with that, we will also get thawab of acting upon this companion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's house had two stories. He emptied the upper floor and he took everything out and he left it for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam so that he may stay there. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam preferred to stay on the lower level. Night came and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was tired. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to the upper floor. But when they had closed the door, Abu Ayyub Ansari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi turned to his wife and said, "Woe to us! What have we done? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is below and we are higher than him. Can we walk on top of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? And we are upstairs. And this is such a big thing we are doing. This is such disrespectfulness which we are following." This was the mindset of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was thinking that, are we becoming a hurdle between the revelation between Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is downstairs and we are walking upstairs. This is very bad for us to do. And this was the mindset of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So respectful, so much of love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The couple became worried. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu and the wife of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, both of them are worried now, not knowing what to do. They only got some peace of mind when they moved to the side of the building that was not directly above the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were careful also only to walk on the outer parts of the floor and avoid the middle part. In the morning, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "By Allah Azza wa Jal, we did not sleep a wink last night. We did not even sleep for a while last night. Neither myself nor my wife." Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, "Why not? Why didn't you sleep? You should have slept." Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explained how terrible they felt being above while the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was below them, and how they might have interrupted the revelation between Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Abu Ayyub Ansari, don't worry. We prefer the lower floor because of the many people coming to visit us, so that your family is not disturbed. And the people who are coming to visit us are also not disturbed. They can come and visit us without any hesitation. And they can come and visit us without any obstacles." Look at the mindset of the Sahabi, of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So much love and respect for the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should also do this. If we want someone's blessings, if we want to get something, some blessing from someone, the first and foremost step is respect. If we do not have respect, we cannot attain any blessings from anyone. Blessings and barakah, the first and foremost principle is respect. The children who are listening to me should always keep in their mind, if they want the barakah of their parents, they should respect their parents. If they want the blessings of their parents, should respect their parents. Likewise, the children who are students, who go to madrasas, who go to jami'at, should abide by what the teachers say, should respect the teachers. That those are the personalities who are teaching you the ilm of Quran and Hadith. Unless we respect them, until we do not respect them, we cannot attain the blessings of ilm-e-deen. If we want the true blessings of ilm-e-deen, we have to create this feeling of respect for our teachers, for our elders, the ones who are elderly, the ones who are respectable. We should show our respect towards them. And today, if we respect them, then when we become teachers, when we become parents, then the small ones at that time will also respect us. So we have to show gratitude to them. We have to show respect towards them. Then inshallah ta'ala, we will attain the blessings from them. And likewise, we'll be acting upon the sunnah of this blessed Sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is our role model. He is our hero. He is our teacher. And we should follow his life. We should look at these people's lifestyles and try to implement their teachings in our life practically. And inshallah ta'ala, this will become a means for us of success in this world and the hereafter as well. So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned the reason that why the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wanted to stay downstairs. So on that, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that we submitted to what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. We agreed to what the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wished, until one cold night a jar of ours broke and the water spilled on the upper floor. So the wife of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they started staring at the water. We only had one piece of velvet which we used as blanket. We used it to mop up the water out of fear that it would seep through the building and reach to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They used their blanket to wash the floor. They used their blanket to clean the water. Why? So the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is not disturbed. The level of love which they had for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the morning, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "I went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, 'I do not like to be above you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,' and told him whatever happened the previous night. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam accepted my wish and we changed the floor." So this whole story mentions to us that how much love and respect the Sahaba Ikram had for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We also have this feeling of love. The feeling of love is natural. Every person has this attribute of love in his heart. But we have to divert this on the correct method. Our love is for dunya. Our love is for the wealth. Our love is for the family. Our love is all for the worldly luxuries. If our love was for Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we would be the most successful nation today. We would be the most dominant nation today. So this love should be diverted towards the direction of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whatever Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam commanded us to do, our love should be in that direction. That my beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has told me to do this, so I will definitely do this. Why? Because I love my beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala has mentioned this in the Holy Quran, I should do it. Why? Because I love my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam acted upon these things. So they are sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as, because I love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I should also be doing all these things which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. And this was the mindset of our beloved Sahaba Ikram. This was the mindset of the companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is the secret of their success. This is the secret why the world knows them today. This is the secret of why we take their names. And if we want us to be successful as well, we have to be on their direction. We have to be on their footsteps. And these are our role models. These are the teachings of our role models to us. And these are the people who will inshallah ta'ala take us towards the direction of Jannah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stayed in the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu's house for almost 7 months until his mosque was completed, Masjid al-Nabawi. In the open space where his camel had stopped, at the very same place where the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stopped, at that place, at that area, Masjid al-Nabawi was built. And for that duration, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was staying in the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He moved to the rooms that were built around the mosque for himself and his family. He thus became a neighbor of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What a noble neighbor Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. He was so lucky that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stayed in his house. He was so lucky that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then became his neighbor. So we should try that we seek lesson from the life of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So compassionate to welcome Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So compassionate to welcome the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. To make him his guest. So we should also develop this attributes in ourselves. Whenever a guest comes, respect them. Whenever we see an elder, let's respect. Why? Because we are the followers of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We take his name. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this is the message which Dawat-e-Islami gives us. This is what Dawat-e-Islami teaches us. This is the message of Dawat-e-Islami. Through Madani channel, through so many other departments, through whatever sources possible, Dawat-e-Islami brings back the teachings of Sahaba-e-Kiram. It is recalling all those attributes which Sahaba-e-Kiram had in themselves. And this is what Dawat-e-Islami's mission is. To make the people come back on the path and direction of the Sahaba-e-Kiram. So let's be attached with this Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Let's be attached practically, physically with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. So that we may also train ourselves, our family, our children, our brothers and sisters towards the direction of Sahaba-e-Kiram. Towards the direction of the pious ancestors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the main key of our success insha'Allah ta'ala. So let's try that we always stay attached with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. And one of the best methods of this is to run Madani channel in our houses. Let Madani channel deliver its message and let this message be accepted by our youngsters. Let this message be accepted by our family members. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu carried out his life. He continued his life in the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He would always be ready to sacrifice his life on the name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So he continued to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with all his heart. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also loved him dearly. There was no formality between them. There was nothing like that between them. They were so friendly to each other. They were so loving to each other. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam continued to regard the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu's house as his own house. And this was the love which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself had with Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May we also, through the sadaqah and wasila of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, get this enthusiasm and jazba within our hearts that we also love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wholeheartedly, with complete enthusiasm, and try to act upon the sunnah of our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with